Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Turning Readers into Writers. And today we are starting a three-part mini-series about story structure. We will have part one today, and then in the upcoming weeks we will have parts two and three. And we're going to be looking at the traditional three-act story structure. Then we're going to be looking at the hero's journey. And finally, we'll look at the seven-point story structure. But let's start today with the three-act structure. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where I teach beginner writers how to find the time and confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your novel for forever, this is the place to be. Hi, now, you're new to writing. Perhaps you're even writing your first novel. And you do know that there are different types of story structure, but it's still all a little bit confusing and you're not sure exactly how they differ. So in this three-part mini-series, I'm going to demystify the three most commonly used story structures. And this week we're looking at the traditional three-act structure. Next time we're going to look at the hero's journey, and the final part will be the seven-point story structure. So today let's explore the three-act structure. This is one of the oldest story structures, and it originates from Greek tragedy. But needless to say, it's been updated over the last 2,000 odd years, and it is the structure that's most commonly used by Hollywood when they are creating a movie script. So what does that mean for you? Well, not a whole lot really, except to say that it is tried and it's tested. It's a really nice, simple structure, and it's the one that I teach my students. So what is story structure anyway? Well, basically, it is the framework upon which you hang your novel. It's the structure that gives your story its backbone. It is the set of rules upon which you build your story so that it resonates with your reader, it draws them in, and it holds their attention right up until the very end. So, three parts to this story structure. Let's start with Act One, which is the setup. So this is the act in which you're going to introduce your reader to your main characters and provide insight into their, quotes, normal life. Now, their normal life might not be a great life, but it is the life that your hero knows. It's the life that he or she wants to keep. They want to stay that way, you know, better the devil you know. They're not looking for change. But for you to tell your story, your hero needs to be pushed out of that normal life. They need to be edged out of their normal life, whether they like it or not. And that is done using the inciting incident. So, for example, you have a character who likes to live a nice, quiet life because they don't really feel confident in the outer, wider world for myriad reasons. But they feel like an outsider, so they choose to stay at home and they choose to play computer games, and the most social interaction they have is kind of over the internet that way. It might be that they've also chosen to live a single life because when you have a partner, well, makes life a bit messy. And nor do they like to get too involved with their friends' problems because, you know, quite frankly, they don't think it's any of their business. However, the friend, let's say, in our hypothetical storyline, the friend is involved with a drug gang and has named your hero as the guarantor or their backup or somehow connected with them. Now, something's gone wrong for this friend, and unless the problem can be resolved, your hero is in the firing line. And that is why they have no choice but to accept the challenge that's put in front of them. And that is the inciting incident. That is the thing that pushes them out of their normal world. Now, they could choose not to get involved, but if they don't get involved, well, there is a direct impact on their own life. So, you know, in this instance, they might get shot or worse. So in order to maintain the status quo for the long term, your hero decides, well, they've got no choice. They've got to take action. They've got to sort out this problem so that they can return to their old life. But what your hero doesn't realise is that when they decide to take that action and they decide to help their friend, then their own life is being propelled forwards into the storyline. And that, essentially, is the first act. And it is, by comparison, it's the second smallest act. So it's the middle-sized act, if you like, out of the three. So then we move on to Act 2. And Act 2 really is all about the obstacles that your hero is going to face. It is the biggest act of the three, and it can be the hardest to write, because in it you're setting up a series of problems for your hero to overcome if they're wanting to return to their old life. And don't forget, the desire to return to that old life, that is the driving force for your hero. That's what they want. They want to get back to their old life. What they don't see is that as a result of overcoming all these obstacles that you're going to throw in their way, you know, after being pushed into situations that they can't foresee just yet and using talents that they didn't even know they had, your character's life is, they're going to be changed forever. There is no going back. It's just that your hero does not realize it yet. So the more that your hero tries to get back to their old life, then the more difficult you are going to make life for them. So the easiest way to think of this is in a series of three obstacles. One is bigger and more difficult to solve than the last. So if we continue with the example of our hero trying to help their friend against these drug lords, well, maybe the first obstacle your hero has is to find out where the friend is hiding. Now, this might involve going to, I don't know, the friend's parents' house to find out where they are. And that's something that your hero really does not want to do. The parents tell your hero that the friend was last seen with another friend who is decidedly dodgy. And so this poses a bigger problem for your hero, because he knows he's got to find that dodgy friend. But that dodgy friend is a known drug dealer and someone your hero just does not want to get involved with, because your hero doesn't take drugs, isn't interested in that world, doesn't speak the lingo, isn't kind of down with it all and doesn't know anything about that world. So understandably, your hero is worried about their friend. So, you know, takes a deep breath and goes to visit the dodgy friend. You can imagine now that your hero is very nervous and the dodgy friend makes things very difficult for them. So we're kind of upping things a bit. We're upping the difficulty of the obstacle. But your hero pushes forward, they overcome their fears, they find a way to make it work, and they discover where their friend has gone to hide, and the friend is hiding in another city. So we've got a new obstacle. Now your hero needs to go to this other city to find their friend. So we're seeing kind of like over the course of this hypothetical story, your character is going from somebody who prefers to stay at home to someone has gone to visit a drug dealer. Now they are not only leaving their home, but their city, and they're mixing with known criminals who would not hesitate to kill them. So you can see how things in our hypothetical story are getting worse and worse for the hero. Each time they come up against an obstacle, they're having to dig deeper down inside themselves. They're having to become more resourceful. And without even knowing it, they are changing from the inside out. They are changing who they are, what they're capable of, and the belief they have about themselves. So that leads us on to Act 3, which is all about the resolution. And this is the smallest act in the whole structure and is what brings the story finally to a conclusion. So Act 3 begins at the end of the third obstacle. And in our case, this is when the hero has had to leave the city, go somewhere else, visit these drug dealers, and really is being pushed to their very, very limits. They are digging deeper inside of them more than they've ever done before. They're having to be more resourceful than they've ever been before. But the good news is they find their friend, they solve the problem with the drug dealers, and they return home safely. Yay! So this act may well be the smallest act, but it is essential to get absolutely right if you want to leave your reader feeling happy and, well, ready to read your next story, for example. The key here is that the stakes need to be really high. That third obstacle really needs to be the most challenging thing that you can give your character. Don't be afraid to push them. Don't be afraid to be mean to them. Be as mean as you possibly can. So, and at the end of the third act, we have the climax. The key to the climax is that your reader has to feel things could go either way for your hero. You know, things are so precarious that your hero could either perish and everything goes wrong, or they could be super successful and get what they want. But your reader needs to feel that your character really is at a tipping point and things could go either way. The other thing you want to add into the mix is the fact that your hero needs to have undergone some kind of personal growth, some kind of personal realization. So in the example that we've been using throughout this podcast, your hero wants to stay at home. That's what they ultimately want. By going through all of these obstacles, they ultimately want to get home and reclaim their quiet life. But over the course of the storyline, their character arc has been that, well, my goodness, they've discovered that they are much stronger than they thought they were. They've discovered that, yes, life can get messy, it can get difficult. There are a lot of shady people out there, but actually, it's much more exhilarating, it's much more exciting, it's much more fulfilling to live that type of life than be living a very quiet and lonely life just playing computer games all day. You may also have a subplot in here, and perhaps your character has discovered a love interest, and that too gives them that extra bit of impetus to overcome their fears and then start taking part in life again and come off the computer a bit. And the last bit, of course, is the resolution. Your resolution must solve the problem and give the reader, quote unquote, a happy ending. So it doesn't have to be that everybody is walking off into the sunset, but it does have to be what can be called a satisfactory conclusion, although that isn't the most exciting term, but it's an ending that your reader will feel everything has been resolved as it should have been, that the characters are going to move on and have a good life, or if you're writing part of a series, that particular problem has been solved and they are ready to take on book two in the series, the next adventure, the next story arc. I want to give you three examples where the three-act structure has been used particularly well. If you want to go sort of examine it for yourself, I recommend that you go and look at The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. You can also look at Beloved by Toni Morrison. And then there is also the book The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. So these are all good examples to go and have a look at and just see if you can pinpoint where the first, second and third acts begin and end and how they fold into one another. Right, well, that's the first in our three-part mini-series, all about the traditional three-act structure. It's a really nice, clean, simple structure. There's not too many rules to follow. It gives you a lot of freedom, but it still gives you a nice structure to follow so you know that you are completing the story arc, you are completing the character arc as well. I hope you find that useful. I hope that has given you some food for thought, and I can't wait to talk about the second of our story structures, which will be coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and that will be all about the hero's journey. So until next time, take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found that helpful and inspirational. Now, don't forget to come on over to Facebook and join my group, Turning Readers into Writers. It is especially for you if you are a beginner writer who is looking to write their first novel. If you join the group, you will also find a free cheat sheet there called 3 Secret Hacks to Write with Consistency. So go to emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, hit join, and can't wait to see you in there. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.